All right, D-Walls, you talked about the importance of catching the football, yeah, being in the right position, but actually hauling in the passes. Right. How big was that for you to clinch the Cincinnati game with a pick?
It was big for me, I think, working at it daily and, you know, trying to improve that aspect of my game. You know, I think Rex talked about it a little bit. He wants to see me come down with some interceptions and not just knock the ball down. I feel like I'm always in good position, but finishing the play and making an interception and, you know, having an interception to seal the game in Cincinnati was great. I told the coaches I can catch. I just had to do it.
Now, how specifically have you worked on it? Obviously, you guys are doing ball drills each and every day with the individuals, but do you actually hit the jugs as well?
Yeah, we do the jugs every day. I probably catch anywhere between 25 and 50 balls after practice. I'm working with Eric Smith, one of the guys who played here. We try to simulate the game a little bit. It's hard to do that. It's not coming off a quarterback's hand, but just turning around quick, catching a ball or breaking on the out route or playing a fade. We do those things at the practice as well. So I think, you know, that's helping a lot.
Now, Rex is happy with the way your game is coming along. In fact, yesterday he said he wants to get you some reps in there with the ones. How does that make you feel?
It feels pretty good. I feel like, you know, practice, they see what you can do. But when you get in the game, it's actually, you know, okay, we know he can do it. Or we see that he has the potential to be this kind of player. So, I mean, that's a confidence booster for me, knowing that the coaches have confidence that I can go out there and play.
Would you echo what Calvin Pace said yesterday about it's good that you guys have the Giants? They provide usually typically a stiff test, and they do have some players, skill position players, who can do some damage.
Oh, yeah, they definitely got a great group of receivers with Ruben Randall and Victor Cruz, Jernigan. They got some great receivers, and that's going to be a good test for us. A lot of people are talking about our secondary and what we can do, but I feel like we can hold up against any of those guys, and it's definitely a good test to have during preseason to see and get actual reps against some quality guys heading into the regular season.
Obviously, you never want to see Dex go down, but in terms of D's injury, if he's back sooner than later, mm-hmm, do you think you all can benefit from this? Because everybody gets increased reps when a man goes down.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely tough watching both of those guys go down. You know, Dex, I talked to him a little bit yesterday, and I talked to D, and they're both in great spirits, and we're ready to get D back. I think a lot of our guys are getting increased reps, like you said, but it's also good for us knowing that we have depth at the corner position and knowing that we all can go out there and get the job done.